Okay, if you'd like to join me in the praises to the 21 times, it's on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adornment is Amitabha, Action Mother of the Buddhas of the Three Times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, fearless, turbulent lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with our rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section triumph without limit, relied on my conquered children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, courses of Gandharva's Yakshas. Homage, with the tread and pace sound, destroying both magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotuses, the truest slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, live and masses all excited, all directions who adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, purple laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon, art of guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon anonymous, much shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she must wreath ablaze like beyond ending fire abiding, rush of life and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to every weed seed letter of the shape of syllable from Bhattha Sampling 63 Rules, Meru Mandara and India. Homage holding in her hand a hair-like moon of deva leg form with my Sokantara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels entrings and conflicts. Homage, she was two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she disposed of your contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the study of three natures, dressed as the spirit yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with your mantras and prostrations of 21. So on page 190, it's the prayer of the benefits, if you'd like to recite that. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon awakening in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So I believe we're on page 159 in the retreat prayer book. So in the Gold Essential Prayers book, please turn to page 27. And we'll chant the seventh limb prayer. Gosum gu pe gone cha ze lo nyu sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tan che sha Ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rang Kor wa ma tong ba ru le shu ne Ro la che ki ko lo kor wa dang Da zheng gen an zhang chu chen peng ho. Now turn to page 97 in the same book. And at the bottom, you'll see the short mandala offering. So chant that in Tibetan. Page 97. Sa shi per ki shu shing me tok tam ni dav ni shi ni te gen pa di Shindu mite ua idrokunam da jin la chepa sho sulama Dampa kena kichu kukala kense chu jinti jita zampe du je Idam Guru Rasamandala Kam Niryatayami Chudan Soki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yengi Pesur Namgi Dola Penchu Sangye Tuparsho Chudan Soki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Tagi chun yengi peser namgi do la penchu sangye tu parsho. Chudan soki chonam la janchu bardu dani kyapsuchi. Tagi chun yengi peser namgi do la penchu sangye tu parsho.
Good evening.
Good evening, Yusuf.
So if you are looking at the book, page number 159, LC 108, called the Training the Mind, in particular in the profound middle view. A very good translation, middle view. Middle view, very good translation. Samala, did I explain this last Wednesday or no? Did you start this or not?
I thought you did not do 108.
Oh, we did not do 108, okay.
I thought that you had not. That's
okay.
Where you're
going
to start, right? Huh? I think that's where you're
going to
start.
Oh, that's where we're going to start, okay. Nipa cheba samu umetawa lopsus. Nipa, second, cheba is particularly, samu umetawa, profound, samu means profound, samu, Tibetans call samu means profound. Umetawa, uma means middle. Middle, tawa is view, Niva chevara samu umetawasa. Second, particularly, how to. Oh, we did study. We did start that, okay.
The last thing we said was we have the karma to study emptiness, but when will we get there?
That's why I said something that's not here. So, said something that's not here.
We need to follow a system to see emptiness.
Divine pride.
Oh.
The 84,000 disturbing thoughts.
Okay. We did study, okay. So, Chubu Girishito, so the Buddha taught 84,000 scriptures. So, Chubu Girishito, why there's 84,000 scriptures? Most because there's 84,000 different ways people become negative. Or maybe another way. That's how I say, that's how I probably interpret it. Another way you can say, there are particularly 84,000 different types of negative thoughts out there. One way to say it. The ultimate root of all this afflicted mind is the fundamental confusion. So, when you look at the 12 links outside the paintings, the first link, that's the root of all this. That's why the cycle is happening, because of that first one is called ignorance. Oh, timu dimesa. Timu chomna nimo shetan shujin kaban chulas. If you destroy that fundamental confusions, then all other 84,000 different types of negative thought will be disappear. So, nimo shetan ni chik chombe shujin bujum desa. Other afflicted mind, if you destroy one, it's not going to be destroyed another one, like if you conquer anger, it doesn't conquer attachment. So if you're practicing patience, doesn't mean attachment is going to reduce automatically. It's not like that. See. Madhya Manga Mula Karika, the text composed by Nagarjuna called Siksal, I think it's called Nagarjuna. I think probably only translated in English, there's a root text, Siksal. That's what the in that text, this particular text, composed by Pandit Nagarjuna. No? Pandit, you know, there's a Sanskrit word, Pandit, there's not English word, there's Sanskrit word. So Tibetan, we say Pandita, Pandita probably we mispronounce or maybe so. We say Pandita means, you know, scholar. How is it, scholar? Scholar, yeah, Pandita scholar. So Tibetan, we say Pandita, you know, so basically probably is Pandit, that's the probably the right pronunciation. It's Sanskrit word. Ignorance means not knowing something. In this case, this is very particular ignorance talking about, not just not knowing how to make butter tea, not that kind of ignorance. This is very particular, not knowing what is self, what is self. See, very interesting, like what is self. Or maybe like not knowing how to define self, how to define self. So see, like if we are about to fall off cliff, we are about to fall off the cliff, so we don't say, okay, my body is about to fall. We are not saying, oh, my mind is about to fall. We say, I am about to fall. So that moment you, like, as a conceiving I, totally independent from mind and body. So that, we don't say, oh, my body is about to fall, my mind is about to fall. It's just an I. So that, you know, like that moment probably that you conceive that I very strong, self very strongly, then this is the kind, this is just an example. This is the time to, you know, to examine, you know, how I conceiving self. The one self that's completely exaggerated, one self, you know, is like, it's like exist. No, that's what Timu, so Timu Jambu 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 Jambu, you know, like gross dependent origination is like causal, like, you know, or depending on cause and conditions. That's why, you know, apples, you know, dependent on seeds, trees. Trees dependent on seeds, seeds dependent on like dirt and all the fertilizer, the heat, the temperature, everything, you know. And all due to all these conditions, which correspond well between each conditions, then that's how they produce something, you know, you know, dependent, you know. It grows, you know. Grows interdependent, grows. Grows? Meditating on interdependence, meditation on interdependence will eliminate that ignorance. Pavala, Aryadeva. Aryadeva, I don't know how to say in English, Aryadeva. Arya means person who sees emptiness directly, then you become Arya. Doesn't matter, monks, nuns, doesn't matter, you know. If you see emptiness, you become Arya. You know, rather has to be monks or nuns. Arya. That's the definition of Arya from the Buddhist point of view, you know. So Arya, Arya is then Deva. It's like celestial beings, called Deva, you know, Deva, Arya beings. So that's how you say. So Arya Deva, that's the name of the person who wrote this book, you know. Lula Luwa Chishin to Timukula Nations. Lula Luwa Chishin to Timukula Nations. All the, that is, limbs, organs, is dependent on the body, physical body, all the organs and the senses are dependent on, you know, basis on physical body. Similarly, all the afflicted mind is based on ignorance. See, literally, watch it. This text is all stanza. Literally, watch it. Into timukuna nature. Therefore, all the organs and senses is based on physical body. Similarly, all the afflicted mind is based on ignorance. Therefore, if you manage to destroy ignorance, and it's equivalent to destroy all the afflicted mind. So that's what Aryadeva said. Tina sungrab gongde da cheba tamje ne sungrab, all the, you know, like, teachings with the commentaries, Tina sungrab gongde da cheba tamje, all of them, not just one teaching and one commentary. Teachings and all the, you know, like commentaries, or you can say, scriptures and all the commentaries. Tamje nilu, nilu, these are all are method, all the different kinds of method to you to understand ultimate truth or subtle interdependent. Gross interdependent, such as, you know, seed produce something, that's good, everybody knows. The subtle, you know, subtle, you know, this is all the method to see you to see the subtle interdependent. What is that? That is emptiness. All of them, you know, are the method, or method, okay? Method, or as or different instructions to see your ultimate truth. Nelu tende samudhi. Nelu tende samudhi ni jave shishinje dodo rinpoche. Ribem nam na thayabe kone sunja shinto tomakaves. So this, you know, subtle, interdependent, or emptiness, or ultimate truth. So, Victor One, or Shakyamuni Buddha, explains, you know, like various various logical way, and give the different explanation. Even then, still difficult to understand. Still, very, very difficult to understand. Shindo Tobakaras. Shindo is very difficult to understand, you know, very difficult to see, recognize. And emptiness. Titoba Shindu Kama Jawanji Sunsuno, then seeing emptiness compared to the rest of the human population is very rare. No, so there are some, but you know, it's not like many compared to the rest of the humanity. So Tina Jawara Niji Doju Tomani Sami Tendi. Same tendi, Java Rani, Gombashin, Jabaya, London Machin, Luluji, Ribbon. How to find that ultimate truth? How to find? No. What we need to do? We need to follow, we need to rely on the instructions or the teachings that written or composed by Nagarjuna. So good. So that's the way to find the ultimate truth. Because Shakyamuni Buddha has there's a prophecy, you know, about Nagarjuna, Aya Asanga, Nagarjuna's after Buddha's, you know, Parinirvana, you know, Parinirvana, that's polite way to say basically in languages like after Buddha's death, you know. After 400 years, then Nagarjuna came. Then after 900 years, then Arya Asanga came, you know, to reestablish Mahayana teaching. So, Gomboluru Yapse. Yapse, Yap, you know, means father. Se means, you know, children. Gomboluru Yapse. So Prabhupada refers to Nagarjuna and Aryadeva, for two of them. Nagarjuna is like kind of father figure, Aryadeva is kind of like child figure. Whenever you see this son and child, or child and father, so that Nagarjuna is mentioned clearly in the word, but child is not mentioned. I think it's like Aryadeva, so pretty sure it's Aryadeva. Yeah, see, Rilamla's Madhyama, so without relying on how is the logic that, you know, explained by Nagarjuna and Aryadeva, without relying on them, Madhyama is Tarsya Kangijang, Tarsya Kangijang, Sami Tindi, Yiva Minipa, Minipa Nisa. Then, using other methods to see ultimate truth, probably more likely you are not going to find the ultimate truth, because these two, you know, the scholar or pandit, you know, like Nagarjuna, Aryadeva, so they probably, they are the, according to Shakyamuni Buddha's prophecy, and according to Atisha, Lama Atisha, Indian master who came to Tibet, re-established Buddha Dharma in Tibet, Lama Atisha, not here. So maybe sometime June or July, so we are going to have statues from Nepal, maybe somewhere here, Lama Atisha, the founder of the Kadampa tradition, so Indian masters. So then the light of the path, the text composed by Lama Atisha, when you read the text, in that text, Lama Adija said very clearly, you know, Lobe Lodu Shabji Lul, Lobe Lodu Shabji Lamlini, Shiro Shila, Shiro Jula, Shiva Tamed, so. Shiva Tamed, also Shiva Tamed, Shim's liberations, Shiva, religion means peace, you know, peace. So here is like Nirvana, There's no other way to achieve Nirvana. Rely other than you know, rely on some other than, because the Lobya that who said that Lama Adisha, where light of the path, lamb of the path to enlighten, you know, lamb of the path, text composed by Lama Adisha in Tibet, in Tibet. Otherwise, you know, people from India asking, oh, the Lama Adisha kind of like, he's responsible for the huge monastery there, you know, he's responsible for thousands of monks. So none of them, you know, letting him go to overseas. So then Lama Adisha kind of probably told them, oh, I'm going to go to pilgrimage, so went to probably Bodh Gaya. So then the has a vision of Tara, you know, like and then probably guided Lama Adisha what he needs to do. So and he asked, you know, what do you think? So people are inviting me to Tibet. So what do you think? So then Tara probably said, you know, if you go to Tibet, you know, it will be like you can benefit so many people, but your lifespan is going to be short. The Lama Adisha, doesn't matter, the Lama Adisha probably went there. So then probably make some kind of like kind of arrangement to the monastery, how long you can stay there, you know, so the certain probably like, not sure, like 3 years or something. So at that time there's no airplane, so mainly ride horse or maybe walk, you know. So then, because Tibetan people, compared to Indian people, at that time Tibetan people are so dumb, not the term, dummy, what is it called, dummy? What does dummy mean?
Ignorant.
Huh? Very ignorant, yeah. Compared to Indian people, very ignorant, you know, very ignorant. We do have like some kind of shamanism, the early religion of Tibet, shamanism, you know, that's pretty much it, you know, so, but don't understand. So, the Lama Adisha needs to, you know, explain them Buddhism in the very easiest way to, you know, to explain. So that's them of the path, that text, so easy to understand. So then Lama just wrote that text, sent back to India, so people, they blown their people's mind. Because if Lama Adish is there, so then you know, he's not going to write that easy text, because everybody knows Buddhism quite well, you know. So then that text hugely benefited back in India, you know, something that's short, very short, and summarized all the Buddha's teachings. So they don't have something like that. So therefore, you know, so they think, oh, maybe Lama Adish should stay in Tibet, you know. So maybe we get more benefit from his teachings, you know. So anyway, so Lama Adisha, you know, really, you know, contributed, you know, to re-establish Buddha Dharma in Tibet. So, you know, so Lama, there's a text wrote by Lama Adisha, okay? Lobyanlarubshabji lulamle ni chiru chiru julashiva tamyadu te da kunzov teni denle nyamj tele nyamba tabatubyo mishye sonso. Without relying on Nagarjuna's work, so there's no way you can see true truth. She has only the Lama Adisha said that, okay, it's not Nagarjuna himself, Lama Adisha said that. Then Gumbu Luruji Luta Mijimbe Damba Sabsat Nini Chindashila Tenja Jare Gumba Tadu Bitende Samatomina. Even though you rely on, you know, the books, all the teachings, the books, you know, like well written, and also teachings well given, so rely on them more lightly. No, you are not going to see emptiness, oh. Because that's what it says. So there's many books that we are reading, so they're very much based on Nagarjuna's work. Jaya gumbha thadunga tena samudho minishi chiva lasam karabji chilen losa shibhi dhaileja. So now this based on another text. That text is all these texts from beginning to end is Q&A. Somebody asks questions, then somebody answers. You know, the whole text. In that text also said, you know, Dona Lovin Ludu Lusangi Tatang Gare Tawa de Punzo Yinde Jadeshe Chindi Chitam Junaya. So no matter how much you said, you know, so but bottom line, you're not going to see emptiness without relying on Nagarjuna's work. You know, it's not Tibetan, it's just Indian master, not Tibetan. Tabataya Bidhujo, like, forget about the fully enlightenment, even you are not going to achieve the just nirvana, you know, liberations. This is all, you know, backing up, you know, like Nagarjuna's work, how important it is when it's come down to ultimate truth. Then, Lobyan Lodu Jishishi Samudhi, Tren Jabala Ngola Chepa Chitula Jirigba, Jula Jabala Dojit Zimya Jirigba, Devula Jabala Yemeh Jirigba Jirigba Su, Ribena Rotayi Resunja, Tamji Jena Ne Tsoho Churba, Ni Ribe Jabu, even though there are many logic, different types of logics. So some of them, I don't know how to translate in English. Jula Chöpa, you know, that's the name of the first logic, that's the name of the first logic. Jula, Ju means cause. Chö means analyze. Investigate, analyze. Jula Chöpa, doji semet, rigpa. Rigpa means logic. Rigpa means logic. Doji sema means, you know, like, spike. Do you see the vajra, five spike vajra? Doji sema, taji tenma. Dorji, this is called dorji. It's called spike. Doji sema. Dorji means this, you know, dorji, you know. This is called dorji. Semi rigpa means, you know, each spike is capable to eliminate enemies. Enemy. Eliminating enemy. Enemy or foe. Enemy. You understand? Yeah, enemy. Eliminating enemy. enemy. How you say?
Enemy.
Eliminate enemy. But you say, well, probably that's one of the weapons that probably used by Indra in. No, the desire realm, form realm, formless realm, the realm that we live called desire realm. Within the desire realm, there are number of celestial realms. Within the desire realm, there's a number of celestial realms. So Indra is the one probably who rules, the rules that the celestial realms, the best part of the celestial realm, he probably rules that. And he has the weapons, that's probably something like that. Anyway, so Jula Joba, the Jesus Mary Bhaji, Devula Joba, Devula Joba means now investigating or analyzing the result or fruit, first cause and result. Jula Joba, Yemichengu Rigbasu, even, I think there are like probably five or four. But among the best one is, logic that explain the interdependent logic that explain logic that's based on interdependent. That's the best one. Tendejeri wala tendi tuvia tatam je the tuvia nilo toma ni tela baba ni chie shin do ngar des nawat tendela yeba tambe junde je tula isi ni ne tabisa no. So that logic. Logic that's not based on interdependent, that's the best one. Nawa tende. Nawa, Tende is all the. Nawa means appearances. That's called nawa. It's not just appearance. That appearance refers to interdependent. It's not just appearance. Appearance, whenever you hear the word in like eminence teaching, appearance, you need to think about interdependent. Appearance means interdependent, it's not just appearance, interdependent. Or you can think, another way you can think is conventional truth. Whenever you hear the word empty, or that's ultimate truth. Ultimate truth, okay. Now what ended like ever time with Junjeji Sula, Yijinyin, you know. Having deeper knowledge about interdependent, the gross level of interdependent means causality. Causalities, having a deeper knowledge about causality. Junjeji Sula, Nyevatamvijat, see, if you don't understand emptiness, you are not going to understand karma. See, this is very important. Without having any understanding of emptiness, the karma is not going to be understood. It's very much related. So then, you will have some kind of, conviction, faith into causalities. You will have conviction, faith into causalities if you have deeper knowledge about gross level of interdependent. So then after that, conviction, faith into causality, what follows is then practicing all the method sort of teachings, such as compassion, loving kindness, generosity, patience, all of that, first five perfections. Tongba la ngeshe tangbe, having a deeper knowledge about the empty part. That's why form is empty. Doesn't literally mean form is emptiness. Emptiness is permanent, form is impermanent, that's contradictions. What it really means, in nature, there's no difference between form and emptiness, the same natures. That's what it means, the same natures. Form, the Heart Sutra. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Form is not different than emptiness. Emptiness is not different than form. What that indicates? What does indicate? That indicates is true truth. True truth is same nature. It's not different nature. Same nature. Oh? But different attribute. Different attribute. Different attribute.
So you're saying emptiness doesn't
mean... Huh? They've got maybe save steps or maybe letters. No, just hold on, save letter. So let me move. So according to the Heart Sutra, you know, form is empty, emptiness is a form, form is not different, emptiness is not different from emptiness. What that indicates, it indicates truth is same nature, but different attribute. Different attribute, same nature. So that's what you need to understand. Rather than think, oh, I don't think form is emptiness. That's not what this, it don't literally it means, what it means, okay? Yeah, go, maybe we'll read a little bit. Tene, tambala ngeje tambeze, tambala ngeje, having a deeper knowledge about the empty part, empty, the ultimate truth, about ultimate truth, ngeje tambe, tsinziji, mingde, kangi chang, chingminyu padangso. Ching means bind, you know, bind. You are not going to be bind by, you are not going to be, you know, if you have deeper knowledge about the ultimate truth. So you are not going to be bind by those, you know, like, mistaken view or wrong view, whatever you call wrong view. Tetandoya maze nawa tendela nyeba tamba na tachela sobe tuba tamja tachela de tomba na shi chawada nawa tendela nyeba tamba na. So, not just that, tetandu maze means not just that. Nawa tendela, having a deeper understanding of, you know, like gross level of interdependent or causalities. So then the middle way is the way, why it's called middle way? It's called free from true extreme view. Free from true extreme view. That's called middle way. You know? One extreme view is, oh, now nothing exists, you know. Nothing exists. That's called nihilism. Thing does exist, no? It's not illusion. It's like illusion. It's not illusion. It's real. It's like illusion. So doesn't mean that they are not real. It's real. But it's like illusion, so. It's not like solid as you think. It's not like independent as you think. It's not like inherent as you think, no? But you know, it's like illusion. So then, you know, like middle way, understanding of the middle way come like automatically comes, you know, if you have deeper understanding of, you know, like understanding of the law of causality. Deeper you understand about ultimate truth, the better your understanding of law of causality will become. This becomes, you know, similar. Tongba tenjung dasa, tongba tenjung da, tenjung tongba chavana, tongba tenjung, very difficult, tongba tenjung. Because it's empty, therefore it's dependent. Hard to understand, easy to say. It's just hard to understand, you know. Because it's empty, therefore it's dependent. Easy to say. Tomatenjung. That's how you say it, that's how you understand, and that's how you, when you understand, that's how you're going to understand. When you think about the empty part, dependent part is very much alive. Right now, when you think about empty part, dependent part is fading away. When you focus on the dependent part, our understanding of empty part is like fading away, you know. So like, Tongwa Tenjus, that's how you say it, Tongwa Tenjus, no? Empty means interdependent. Empty means dependent. Empty means interdependent. Doesn't mean nothing. Doesn't mean nothingness. It means something very profound. Tongwa Tenjus. Tongwa Tenjus. Tenjus Tongwa. It is empty because it's dependent. First you say, it's dependent because it's empty. Then first you say, it's dependent because it's empty. They go Tongwa Tenjus. So now you see other way around. It is dependent, therefore it's empty. It's dependent, therefore it's empty. Dependent, therefore, is empty. Huh? It's dependent, therefore, is light illusion. Then, it's dependent, therefore, is light illusion. So it's not illusion; it's light illusion. So, it's like reflection. It's like dream. Tongba tenju da tenju tongba chawa na tenju tongba chana. Tenju tongba chana. If you understand that, if you understand, empty is dependent. Dependent therefore is empty. No, dependent therefore is empty. If you understand that, Tongba Tenju, Tenju Tongba Chawanas. If you understand that, Tongba Tenju na, Tongba Tenju. Say like, Tongba Tenju. So, if you understand that, so now you are tasses. Now you are tasses, huh? Now you have to say, it's dependent, therefore it's not absolute. It's dependent, therefore it's not absolute, it's not inherent, not independent. Oh, see, it's dependent. Now that understanding of interdependent will eliminate it. Now yata means, you know, like, it's like something very solid, absolutely, how are you? I'm absolutely fine. That's not absolutely fine. I'm absolutely fine. That's not absolutely fine. In Buddhism, that's not absolutely fine. That you can say, I'm dependent, and I'm... Well, I'm dependently fine, so that's good. I'm dependently fine. I'm heavily dependently fine, so that's very good. Absolutely, there's nothing to worry about. Absolutely, there's nothing to worry about. So we say things, but you know, independent. Now you're tested. You're ta. You're ta is age. Age of existence. What that means? That means like something independent, absolute, solid. That's what it means. That's one extreme view. You know, you put it there, something is not there. You just impose. You know, just impose. For example, like arrow. So people, they put feathers. It's not there, you just ate it on there. It's not part of the bamboo, you just ate it there. So similarly, we just ate, oh, so nice, and so beautiful, look at it, oh, I couldn't live without that, it was so beautiful. Look at it, the way it looks, the way it tunes, just exaggerate, It's very impossible. One extreme view, just exaggerate, impose. Now, Yata says, no? If you understand interdependence, that kind of like idea will be eliminated. Tombe metasis. Tombe empty. When you think about empty, or means something is something that exists. Empty doesn't mean nothing. No, empty doesn't mean Empty doesn't mean it's like the flower on the sky. The flower on the sky doesn't exist. In the sky, it does not exist. It's not like empty doesn't mean like that. No. It's not like that. So now, when you say empty, matter says empty, that eliminates another extreme view. What is that? Nihilism. When you think about empty, you are not like thinking about nihilism. You are thinking about something, you know, not like... So that's like probably the quantum physics. Quantum physics, you know, when they analyze matters. So they come with the conclusion, oh, now nothing exists. That's not true. Nagarjuna's theory began from there. No, no, you're wrong. Something exists. No, it's not. That's called one extreme view. That's not middle way. That's not nihilism. It's called nihilism. Oh. Yeah? Nave yata cells, no? Nave yata cells, nave yata cells. So when you look at the text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, three principles, actually the path, in that text, it's clearly stated this, no? Clearly said in the stanza, not in the loose sentence, the stanza. Nave yata cells. Emptiness is something that you need to think, don't just think, you need to think again and again. Not just think once a while, no, not like that. You need to think again and again. No? So then your understanding will go deeper and deeper and deeper. If you think once a while, then your understanding is going to be once a while. Your understanding of empty is going to be once a while. Now, yatasya, these two words very important. Now, yatasya. Now, yatasya. So, now, yatasya. It's not absolute, inherent, independent, because is dependent. It's like, no, no, no. Tepabhi samyutsu dinise dajagi yabji. Like that kind of profound samyutsu, profound, how you say, presentation, profound presentations given by like father figure like Nagarjuna, son figure like Aryadeva, to us, yabji nam yabji, tamje shenpa diniji, gumbo jambi yang, yang la, sinasari, chepa tsemepa pulde, sowa shutla junundu dabe, daba zebe, gumbo jambi yang je, shwa ngusundu te, nefi donga je, lamje ne tamje, chepa sami umwe, tawa tatuba, nawa yeme, sami umwe, tawa tatuba, nawe yedase, tombe, medase, tende samu, sozde, gumbo lulu je, lamje tende, Dhammadzebe, so. All this, you know, profound presentation of ultimate view, you know, is given by all this great master, and here, at the moment, Lama Tsongkhapa, this all based on Nagarjuna's work, Nagarjuna and Aryadeva's work. Jinjijang, Jishin Tusu Chunin, Jinjun Jambeyangji, Chidaran Dambe, Tawe Ne Tamje, Tsikje Do Zebani, So then Lama Tsongkhapa composed all these instructions that's given by Nagarjuna. So then Lama Tsongkhapa himself personally received a lot of instruction from Manjushri. So all of that Lama Tsongkhapa summarized into stanza, you know, the text prayers to dependent arising, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote that text. Nirvana, samsara, nirvana, all everything, no? Samsara, nirvana, that covers all the phenomena. Kaji kode chana, junde, causalities, are real. It's causality, you know. If you eat chili pepper, the mouth is going to get burned. That's real. It's not illusion, but it's like illusion, like that. Junjian namya, suwa meba, causality is infallible. Causality is infallible. How do you say?
Infallible.
Infallible. It'll take me to 3 years to learn that word.
Is that right?
Infallible, infallible.
Infallible.
So, infallible. Oh, Milua. You need to know Milua method. Maybe that's okay. You could have a tennis Sanjay Chebe Lam shoes. Sanjay Chebe Lam, Pat, that has a. Path that pleased by enlightened beings. Pleased? Huh? You understand? Pleased, what does pleased means?
Made happy.
Huh?
Made happy.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Satisfied.
Yeah. Say, Michael says, say it in English, how you say?
Made happy.
Oh, path. Oh.
They make us happy.
Yeah, path that you know, make it happy, as a path that makes happy enlightened beings. Happy by enlightened beings, pleased by enlightened beings. So, Yawachi Pelam Nishu. So, so if you understand, spend time reading about emptiness, thinking about emptiness, meditating on emptiness, you are like the, practicing the path that pleased by enlightened beings.
That pleases enlightened beings?
Pleases enlightened beings, not by. Pleases, probably that's wrong English. Pleases by enlightened being. Is that incorrect?
Path that pleases enlightened
beings. Oh, yeah. Very important to correct my English, please. Otherwise, my English will be like disabled all the time.
Yeah,
pardon me. This is very important, very important. I appreciate it. You know, so if you, so sometimes I pay attention, sometimes I don't pay attention. You know, if I don't pay attention, I never learn. So good. Path that pleases enlightened beings. Pleases enlightened beings. Because you are so used to with my broken English, so now you understand. But when I go to teaching other places, so I'm not sure, maybe they understood. I think it's okay to correct my English, it's okay to correct.
Yeah, sometimes I'm trying to understand what you are going
to say.
This is a tiny point. Sometimes I'm trying to understand what you're saying, so I can't correct you if I don't know for sure.
Okay, good, good, yeah. So then, especially in the Sunday, you know, a lot of people come. I'm not sure if they really understand. I frequently ask them, do you understand? People say, maybe. Studying emptiness, thinking about emptiness, reading about emptiness on a daily basis, there you are practicing the path that pleases enlightened beings. Oh. The more powerful purification practice you can do. Why? It goes against the root. That's why. Even though you make offerings filled with sky, all kinds of offerings, you make offerings, you create merit, but thinking of emptiness, merit is not as a not comparable, not comparable, so much more bigger. Interdependence, or you can say appearance. What that means? That means interdependent. Oh, it's not just means appearance. Whenever you see the word, especially three principal experience, path, enlightenment, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, in that text, when you see word appearance, I'm not sure how the word is in that book, in English. If the word is like appearances, that means interdependent. You have to understand that's interdependent. That's conventional truth. It's not just appearances, okay? So that interdependence is infallible. Infallible? Oh, infallible. tomba kine te ko jizo te te ngom te ngom te ngom to ngnes no when you think about the empty part even though there's truth are same nature different attribute when you start to think about the empty part if you are losing the conventional part you are not understanding the true as a we don't understand what Buddha understood about truth. We are still not understand what Buddha understood about emptiness. If you are having problems thinking about the empty part or the losing or conventional, so then come with the conclusion of that nothing exists. That's wrong. No? Ага да дине тадо тебе комбато ванис to please read this particular part read the three principal aspects of the path in line with composed by Lama Sotho read the emptiness part read the emptiness part you don't need the whole text read the emptiness part you know so then think about not just read just think you know then what Lama Tsongkhapa said Lama Tsongkhapa was fully qualified to talk about true truth because Lama Tsongkhapa is the one who so emptiness, you know, who has deeper understanding of the emptiness, okay? Don't get discouraged, you know. Whatever time you spend reading, thinking, or meditating on emptiness, it's creating the cause for your liberation, so. Okay, it's clear the cause. So, even when you read, it leaves kind of a tendency in your mind streams. According to Buddhism, this is not just, you know, do whatever you can do in this life, then it's over. No, it's not like that. You can do so much that you benefit so many more in life in the future. So then, when you hear about emptiness, the seed will, you know, like discover all the tendency that you live on your mental continuum will, you know, rise. And with little effort, you can probably liberate it, you know. Namshi Renjo Mepa, Chijato, Tende Meluto, Tsamni, Na Nyechizu, Tsetawe Jeva Zoba, Lost. How you can tell whether you see emptiness or not? When you think about truth, no, now you have no problem. When you think about empty, and it is dependent, it's not like nothingness. When you are thinking about dependent, it is empty. There's no difference between thinking about emptiness or interdependent. Emptiness means same nature. Right now, yeah, of course, no, big problems. When you think about interdependent, or you are thinking about something, or the trees, and then when you think of emptiness, then you can lose all of that, you know, it's a big problem. So when you have no problem, that's the moment that you realize emptiness, you know? You gain the deeper understanding of the profound view, or middle view, whatever you call it. This all Lama's quoting the three principal experts of the path, you know, from that text on the emptiness section. Lama's quoting all of that, you know, so you can read that, okay? It's already translated in English, so you can read that, or emptiness part. Then just read, you know, just a little bit, think a little bit, you know, so when you say the word, what it really means, you know, like, what is it? Shia, nave, yata says. Nave yata says, you know. Based on cause and condition, therefore, it is dependent, it's not independent. No, not just say, really understand, not just say, you know, easy to say, but hard to understand. So now, according Lama, this Lama, probably it's not Lama Tsongkhapa, this Lama, some other Tibetan Lama who wrote this commentary called Yongzhi Hijianze, you know, like from the Central Tibet Lamas, you know, great master. So he's quoting Lama Tsongkhapa text, as I just mentioned, praise to interdependent.
Dependent arising.
Praise in, or the Shugila says something, I don't remember. Praise in or praise to? Praise to, or praise for interdependence of their text, no? So the Dalai Lama is calling that, no? Jiden Gupa Chini Bhatiya Tawa Mare, Jiden Gupa Chini Bhatiya Tawa Mare. Even just intellectually, it's hard to understand, you know, Jiden Gupa, all the problems that we face, related to the body, physical body, or related to the five senses, related to the mind, all the problems, according to their text, Jiden Gupa Chini Bhatiya Tawa Mare. The root is ignorance. Even intellectually hard to understand. I thought the root is Gishisangpo. I thought the root is the Kadamba Center. You know? I thought root is like the, our government or politicians. Ignorance, that's hard to understand. Even intellectually hard to understand. But we don't spend time analyzing them. We don't spend enough time to analyzing them. All the problems, the root is ignorance. Kashi tove te dopas. You will overcome if you see something. What is there something? There something is refers to dependent originations, interdependent, dependent arising, interdependent, whatever you call. Kaji tove te dopa. If you see something, you'll be overcome from all the root and all the problems caused by the root. What is there something? There something refers to teji deva juvasus, or interdependent. Then there. Gross is like, you know, causality, this is gross, you know. Then the subtle, we just talk about subtle, you know, just talk. Then you never do. Therefore, Buddha taught interdependent. So when you spend enough time to understand, then if you understand a little bit, then you say, oh, he was an incredible person. What he said about emptiness, that's kind of mind-blowing. Now I got that idea, a little bit of that. Oh, that's, you know, that's incredible. You know? So then, that kind of faith is called conviction faith, totally based on reason, you know? Not just somebody says something. So, therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa, there are probably just thousand different ways to praise Shakyamuni Buddha. Lama Tsongkhapa choose to praise him based on his teaching on interdependent. That's the best way to praise, my best way to praise. Even though there's many, many different praise, but the best way to praise, you know, praise. Is, you know, based on that knowledge of interdependent. When you hear about the teaching of emptiness, if you have goosebumps, tears, so on and so forth, that means it's clearly indicated there you have strong seat in your mind stream about an emptiness. Padadavatama, Chandakriti, entry into the middle way, called Madhyamaka Avatara, you know, explain that. Suzuki Vitina, Tomani, Nangdo, Rabdo, Gawayanda, just. Suzuki, like when you are like during the mundane, normal being, you hear about the teaching of emptiness, you know, and you have like so much joy, you know, so much joy that, you know, when you hear the teaching of emptiness, you have so much joy, not just hearing or listening, reading, or so much joy, you know. And the joy, probably not because of the joy, maybe a goosebump or tears, that clearly indicate that you are the proper vessel for emptiness, proper vessel for emptiness, you know. Not here in other texts, you know. If someone has wisdom or mind, how come that person don't understand that's the core teaching of Buddhism? That's the core teaching of Buddhism. It's not like hanging tanga there, it's just part of the culture. The core teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha is emptiness. That's truth, particular emptiness. That's his the core teaching, core teaching, yeah, essence of the teaching. Lama Tsongkhapa said, if somebody has mind, how come they don't understand that's the core teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha, so, or the essence of his teachings? Lama Tsongkhapa wondering. Because you know, he's so empty, you know. She said, Tende Samo Tsulji. So, two things, Tobi, Ngabaja Jebataras. Lama Tsongkhapa prayed Shakyamuni Buddha in this particular text because of his deeper understanding of true truth that explained by Shakyamuni Buddha, you know. Hinduism, they don't talk about emptiness. Judaism, Christianity, Islam, none of those religions talk of emptiness. Only Buddhism, only Shakyamuni Buddha talks about the emptiness. Oh? None of those major religions that talk of emptiness. Because of emptiness, there's some like difficulties to understand of the creation of, you know, whole universe. Not because you are against those religions, but you know, because of the teachings, you know. Emptiness teachings. You know, that tendet tomba gamedo shalva, tendet tomba empty and interdependent. Same in nature, they are not contradictions. Same nature. Long as we see there's a contradiction, we still don't understand the core teaching of Buddha. We still don't understand the core teaching of Buddha. Whenever we see the contradictions, interdependent and emptiness, these two, I can't get my head around because, you know, like it's a contradiction. But we still don't understand the core or essence of Buddha's teachings, okay? Tendeta, Tongba, Gameto, Shavalani, Javeta, Shishin, Dodjaji, Narsis, Kombolo Raji, Chunam, Tongba, Dishin, Judan, Tebu, Teba, Mosavaja, Dimos, Major Name Shivana, Kangadiji, Shazu, Ganji, Tonda, Pinjoga, Umel, Dutiji, Masuja, Mazu, and Shazu, the last Lama's Kori Soviet, I'm not going to explain that, so the same. Shevala sobo tubi ongbola yunde tamjeje nane tenjung sumbo dini rabda pujo. Praising the event, though there are so many different ways to praise Shakyamuni Buddha, but this is the best way to praise. Okay? Dina kodeji chwe tamje tana rajitubo dutame. If you analyze right from the beginning, you know, right from beginning, this is like used to be wood, lumber, tree, seed. Now it just become like this beautiful looking prayer wheel. But it's wood, used to be tree, which is who knows where, maybe from America or from India, who knows, you know. Right from the beginning, it's free of independent, inherent, absolute. But that's not how we see. We see something absolute, inherent, independent, that's mistaken, that's called ignorance. So then all the problems occur due to that. Understand it? So then after that, you know, then you visualize, you know, you're already visualizing that the marriage fails, or if you are doing the guru puja with that, so then visualizing that. So then after that, you know, so then there's five color nectar dissolve into you, so then purify everything, you know, like, then just visualize that you generate the realizations of, you know, emptiness. Not just you, all the beings around you. Like that, okay? So that's how this title called How to Practice Profound View or Training the Mind in the Particular, in the Proper Profound View, Profound Middle View. So then after that, then you recite the stanza, you just say the stanza. So bless me to understand that, just bless me from the bottom of your heart, then your request, bless me to understand that. Oh, so then you say this word. Okay? Samsara and Nirvana lack even an atom of true existence. Good translations. And the cause and effect and end dependent arising are infallible. Infallible. So, absolutely perfect? Oh, absolutely perfect. Yeah. Glad to hear that. I seek your blessing to discern the meaning of Nagarjuna's thought. What is emptiness? What is Nagarjuna's thought? About Nagarjuna's instructions of emptiness. These two are mutually complementary, not contradictory. See? This two refers to ultimate truth and conventional truth. Two refers to truth. All appearances, another way to say appearances or empty. Emptiness. Appearance or emptiness. Oh. These two are mutually complementary. Oh, it's complementary. Okay, that's a good word to learn. Complementary and not contradictory. Oh. So bless me to understand Nagarjuna's thought, okay? So with that, so then just visualize that you saw emptiness. And imagine you are liberated for forever. So then next, probably Wednesday continues. Okay. So now, please give the mic to the young man. So, what do you want to say?
I was going to ask about when you were earlier talking about emptiness and formlessness and form and that sort of thing.
Oh, sorry, because maybe I should let you ask right there. I talk about desire realm, form realm, formless realm.
Yeah, I guess it was more emptiness, and I was having a hard time grasping that emptiness doesn't equal, formlessness.
Yes, okay, we can talk more, okay.
Because when I think about emptiness...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's working. It is working. I struggle last 35 years, almost 40 years. It's okay to struggle a little bit here. So yeah, so yeah. So that's good, you know. So next time, so when you ask, then I'll let you ask right there, okay? So if you don't forget. Good. Then you need to ask more questions. Good.
So okay. If we think what was first, the hen of the egg?
The chicken of the egg.
What was first?
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken or egg?
You know that?
Huh? I think everybody knows chicken or egg.
Chicken or the egg. What was first?
Huh? First?
It's a saying. What came first?
First, egg come first. No egg, no chicken.
No chicken, no egg.
No?
No chicken, no egg.
It comes from karma.
Now we know.
So, this is an interesting question, like, egg or chicken? Yeah, I say, Michael, I say egg. Egg comes first. Then chicken. Oh. What do you think?
It seems that both appear at the same time.
Both appear at the same time? Oh, that's also interesting too. Yeah. Yeah, anything else? Yeah, Michael.
The teachings on impermanence state that everything is impermanent. Everything is impermanent.
Mm-hmm.
But the more it seems that you investigate, emptiness doesn't seem to fit that. Emptiness seems to have a quality of permanence. No?
Emptiness? It's permanent, yeah. That you are absolutely
wow.
Right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, yeah.
Thank you.
You nailed it.
So that's why, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know, is when you think about emptiness part, you know, for right now, it's a big problem. Emptiness is interdependent. Big problem, you know, like you kind of lose the idea of conventional reality when you think about ultimate reality. You know, then people, a lot of people come to the conclusion, oh, nothing exists, you know, it's just everything, just level, you know. It's not like that, it's not level. You can just call this bread, it's not bread. No, there's wood. If you just call bread, then go ahead and eat. You know, that's not valid base. You know, you have to level, you have to have valid base, you know, need valid base, you know. Otherwise, you are going against the conventional realities, no? So, slowly. Please read, think, if you are interested, read, think. Don't, you know, everything is hard to understand, it's so hard to understand. We have to start from somewhere, right? We have to start from somewhere. If you never thought of emptiness, we are not going to get close, but start to think about emptiness. That's not, according to Buddhism, it's not just random. It's not random. You know, people have to have some tendency to start emptiness. So, yeah, so then read, you know, think, you know, that is good, you know, to reading. That's this the more powerful purification practice, which is reading. You know? So, it's equivalent of studying or reading entire Buddha's teachings. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? How long it take you to read all of this? First of all, American people has no time to read. Always busy, busy. Just think about emptiness. That's the thinking about the core message of this, all these teachings, no? So So, not just requesting you, I myself, you know, trying every day, but you know, who knows, when you see emptiness, who knows, nobody knows. So, but what we know, what do we know is it will constantly creating, it's constantly printing on our mind stream, it's constantly printing something in our mind stream that goes on and on and on. So, yeah, so, okay. Yeah, so,
So even when you can, even after training for a long time, emptying your mind completely, it's still going to be, I guess, like you said, printing, even in the emptiness, like in emptiness, it's going to be...
Mindstream.
Yeah.
On your mind stream, on your mind. Printing,
yeah.
On or in?
You're trying to say.
Huh?
He's asking on your mind or in your mind.
Yeah, in your mind or on your mind.
Well, I guess either way. But in other words, with your even when the Buddha was enlightened and achieved nirvana in a state of emptiness, he was still kind of experiencing emptiness, well, the nature of emptiness being kind of not empty, right?
No?
That's right,
yeah. Not being empty, yeah.
So, like, in that complete emptiness, he was still, or anyone who's achieved enlightenment, but it's, emptiness is only, like, it's never, like, nothing. It's never... zero,
yeah.
Or it's never a blank, you know, there's things, but it's more like a, I guess, understanding of the nature of, like, kind of how they affect us and what they are and what they're, like, representing in terms of our learning.
Because
sometimes... I'll encounter something and I'll look at it and I'll think about it like, oh, what is this, or how can I relate this to what I was, you know, what I should be thinking about. Like if I go home after class and after one of these and I think about, you know, eating a cinnamon bun, I'm like, oh, I should refrain from that, test my, you know, strength or whatever. So relating things back to our understanding to further strengthen our understanding, we kind of need form to understand until we don't need it anymore, right? And then we're just completely free from it, or maybe then we'd be free from it, but then after a while we'd forget about it and then we'd need something to appear to remind us, or I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Say, help, say something. Anybody want to say something? Please do.
Okay.
The gentleman, yeah.
And maybe it's partially a question, but it seems like the word emptiness in the translation creates problem because you think of emptiness as nothing. But to me, I think maybe a different word might be non-specific. Maybe everything is non-specific. It's like not exactly that. It's all interdependent on everything else. So it's not like there's nothing. It's just that there's nothing exactly. It's all related to a zillion different things. So, but it gets you away from the concept of empty being nothing.
So do you suggest you use what word?
Non-specific.
Non-specific. Oh.
It's a non-specific. Yeah. But it seems like I don't know if I'm right or not, but that's kind of what I think. It's not.
It's good. It's very good. That's very good. Very good point. Yeah, very good.
Because
if people are getting the wrong idea.
Yeah, they think
it's empty.
Empty means nothing. There's nothing there. It's empty. But if it's non-specific, whatever it is, it's everything that's right there at that second.
Yeah, that's much, much better. Even though people just get some idea about everything's interdependent. No.
And that's why it's an illusion, because it's non-specific.
Mm.
It's non-specific, so it's like an illusion.
You write it down, non-specific?
Non-specific.
It's like an illusion, but it's not an illusion, because it is everything. It's just not exactly that. It's not exactly one thing.
Non-specific.
Yeah.
N-O-N-E?
N-O-N-E.
Non-specific, huh? It's good, you know, because that kind of term is based on thinking, you know, based on this kind of, this good, you know, the term that arises because you are thinking about emptiness, that's good, you know. If people, when you use the word emptiness, people that is nothingness, that's big problem. No, not just problem, it's big problem.
Right.
It's very big problem. Not just problem, it's big problem, you know. No, that's a big problem, yeah.
So
when people, they think about the non-specific, at least if you are thinking, oh, everything is dependent, that's good, then thinking, oh, nothingness.
Right.
That's not good, no? So then maybe we're also probably leading everybody to the nothingness. That's not good.
Right.
So even, at least, no, even they don't understand the emptiness, but at least they think, oh, non-specific means, oh, everything is related, interdependent. That's pretty good. You are still, you know, helping them to understand the interdependence. That's pretty good. That's how you understand ultimate truth. Yeah, so I think it's good, yeah. Or you can say just shunyata, but you know, that's like, or tombanyo, you can use Tibetan word, but nobody will understand.
Yeah. I was going to elaborate on what he was saying in terms of how kind of the emptiness, the nature of emptiness, as the Buddhist philosophy and practice would describe, or everything that I've heard about it, it kind of makes me confused about what enlightenment is.
Mm.
That's a really just straight to the point from my thought process. Like, what I'm thinking about is what is the nature...
Next time when you think about enlightenment, if somebody's enlightenment, that means being human or... person completely free from negative thoughts.
It has no correlation to, I guess, like where you're existing in space or how you're existing in space. It's just the liberation from kind of the
how you're existing. Say it again, how you're existing.
So it's not like how you're. Because when I say existing in space, I'm thinking, because when I was growing up, I heard all these different ideas about, you know, what life is like after death. And, you know, some people, they think they're going to go to God and see heaven and see angels. And then other people think, you know, they're going to do this or do that. But I formed, I guess, a hypothesis, and I was imagining that it was kind of like multiple ways, like there's a lot of different ways that you can go, but it's based on the mind or the soul or the consciousness and how it's reacting to like the change of existence, going from like I'm Tristan Harvey to oh, you know, that thing's gone, like I'm up there, where is up anymore, is down, are we down, are we inward? And it's like when I think about that, it makes me wonder how an enlightened mind exists in, I guess you could say, space, which could imply that it would have, you know, a body or an illusionary like form or something. I'm not sure what I'm.
So we can sit down and talk. You know, so maybe like after Sunday class, maybe. So
Sunday?
After Sunday. Not this Sunday, maybe some Sunday class.
Okay.
So you come there, so we'll sit down. So then we'll talk, okay? So, Amala, Dr. Krishna. After, not this coming Sunday, maybe week from Sunday. Not this coming Sunday, this coming Sunday, we have different events. So I'm going to be busy, so then... After... Sunday, so after Tuesday, then you come here, so then whatever question that you have asked, you know, I think that will be
In the Essential Buddhist Prayers book, please turn to page 2163. And we'll read the final Lam Rim dedication.
Very good. No, keep, no, keep reading. You keep reading, and you know, good to have all questions. Very good. So you should not, you know, say, oh, I'm asking too much questions. Don't feel like, don't never feel like that. More questions. Good. You need to question. You need the questions. Buddha said, you know, you can't, you have to analyze. You can't just accept and analyze. So good. So I'm more than happy to talk to you. Okay.
From my two collections, Vast Space, that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings for the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this graded path to enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons, may all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. I'll turn to page 244 and 245. Kanirawe korwe shinkan dir pendan de wa malu chungwe ne chenre zing wan ten zing gyatso yi shape si te par tu teng ju chi jonu yi en alang wa shortu awatare sembara sopa pasang gyewe de ton le pao sho chasu kengyu lama so wa de Tupsu chan chin chan kun ke we Ten zin kyon pe we Kun su do po tse Chok sum ku we le mun tu lu Pa dok so du je kun du jap ten sho Om tare tu tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, have a wonderful night. Oh, thank you.